This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in. It was just a few years ago that General Mitchell International Airport in Milwaukee was setting records each month for passenger traffic, and airlines were doing battle for market share here. But things have changed a great deal in these past couple of years, and while December numbers showed a modest increase in passengers using the Milwaukee airport, the overall trend has continued downward. But could that soon change? Stacey Vogel Davis reports in the Milwaukee Business Journal that General Mitchell might be a place for some airlines to expand their reach, not just in the Midwest, but in the United States. She talked with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke about where the trends might go and what's been driving traffic down in recent years.
Passenger traffic really peaked in 2010, and it had been building for a couple of years before that. And that actually, you might look at those 2 years as kind of being the out of the ordinary ones. There was an airfare war going on at General Mitchell. You know, you had Frontier, which was formerly Midwest Airlines, competing with Southwest and AirTran. They all wanted control of the Mitchell Airport, and that was unsustainable. You know, the fares were getting low, and there were lots and lots of flights, more flights than Milwaukee could support. So that kind of ended in 2010. Frontier started cutting back. They're now down to 7 flights a day, so they're practically non-existent at Mitchell.
I did see they are adding a flight to Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah, which is actually part of their expansion in New Jersey. And actually, there is a chance they could expand again because they have a new owner now, so you never know what's going to happen there. But then Southwest also took over AirTran, and as they merged, they eliminated some of their direct flights as well because AirTran had been operating a hub out of Milwaukee, and Southwest doesn't operate hubs. So that really caused a huge dent in flights and passenger traffic.
The departure of Midwest, then Frontier, happened a while ago. Why did the numbers continue to fall in 2013? Is that mainly as a result of some of the redundancies in AirTran and Southwest being eliminated?
Yeah, it's as those two airlines continue to merge. So, I mean, Southwest announced the merger a couple of years ago, but they're still enacting it, and actually they don't expect to be finished at Mitchell until the end of this year, completely integrating their systems and coming under the one name, Southwest. So they're still continuing. They were still continuing to cut some of these flights and integrate. It looks like the cuts, for the most part, have settled down. Southwest is now at an average of 40 to 45 flights a day, if you include the AirTran flights. And it looks like it's going to stay that way for the foreseeable future.
Well, and so along those lines, do analysts believe things have bottomed out here?
It looks like most of the cuts for now have ended. I talked to one analyst who said airlines are cutting flights nationwide. So if they start cutting in one city and they cut their service to Milwaukee, that could affect Milwaukee. There's also another merger going on.
I think that's the American and U.S. Air.
Yeah, American and U.S. Air are still combining. So that could affect Mitchell a little bit, but they combine for less than 10% of Mitchell's traffic, so it probably won't be a huge impact here. So it looks like most of the big swings have ended for now.
Now, there's been an effort to market Milwaukee as kind of a low-cost hub for the northern suburbs of Chicago. Is that strategy still being employed?
Absolutely. That's still a huge marketing strategy for Mitchell. You see it on most of their press releases. And they're also doing some, you know, advertising and direct marketing, trying to get those northern Chicago residents to skip O'Hare and come up to Mitchell.
Well, so that's the effort to get more passengers. What about the effort to get more airlines? The other intriguing idea you write about is the possibility that low-cost international airlines might look at expanding to Milwaukee as a way maybe to tap into Chicago. What are some of these carriers?
A couple that consultant Jay Sorensen mentioned to me are Ryanair, which is based in Ireland, and they're kind of known as the ultra low cost carrier. I mean, I think they might charge you to use the bathroom on Ryanair.
It's an extra cost for seatbelts.
For just about everything, yeah. Norwegian Air Shuttle apparently is looking to expand in the U.S. And another one that I've heard thrown around is Iceland Air, which is looked at as a cheap way to get to Europe. You take a flight to Iceland and then you go on from there to mainland Europe.
Is this speculation at this point? I mean, is there any indication that Milwaukee might be courting airlines like those?
At this point, it is speculation. The airport is continually looking to add more flights. So, you know, you talk to them, they say they've talked to, you know, everybody that they could possibly talk to. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they had talked to these airlines. But at this point, we haven't seen anything solid to indicate that the airlines are looking at coming to Milwaukee.
And, you know, I looked at the websites for some of these low-cost carriers, international carriers that do serve the United States. And it seems like a lot of them, I know Norwegian Air Shuttle flies into places like Oakland versus San Francisco, and Ryanair might be flying to – I mean, it seems like the parallel between those airlines flying to large markets but in other airports might work in the standpoint that these airlines might be looking for more traffic to come out of Chicago.
Exactly. And that's one of the points that Milwaukee folks think could bring them into Milwaukee is that they're flying into these kind of second-tier cities. Actually, I heard from a reader who mentioned that he flies Ryanair often to get to Europe, and he was surprised when he was traveling to Frankfurt that he wasn't – suddenly he landed and he wasn't in the main Frankfurt airport. He was about an hour away and he had to take a bus. So that's really how they operate. And if you look at Milwaukee as very accessible to Chicago, you know, it's easy to get there by bus or a train or even a short flight. That could be a strong selling point for Milwaukee.
And Milwaukee does accommodate international flights at this point, right?
They do. All of their international flights right now are in the Western Hemisphere. So we've got Canada, Mexico, Jamaica, and the Dominican Republic. But, you know, it is an international airport.
As this discussion is taking place, the airport is in the market for a new director, correct?
Yeah, Barry Bateman is going to be retiring this spring, and he's been there for 30 years. So it's been a long time under Bateman's tenure, and he's seen a lot of changes. He saw the big up and now, you know, coming down a little bit. So, you know, this is an interesting time, and it could be a time to, you know, get someone new in there who might try some new strategies.
He also injected a lot of personality into the airport.
Yeah, I think if you know Barry, you kind of know his shtick.
Finally, there's been work done to try to raise the profile of the area around the Milwaukee airport, the gateway, if you will. Is that effort any further along than it's ever been?
You know, at this point, it looks more of like a marketing tool, you know, using the name, the gateway to Milwaukee. And you know, they do have a staff person and different organizations looking into it, but it hasn't. You know, we haven't seen any direct results of that effort yet.
I know there was a hotel in the area that actually was torn down in just the last year and replaced with parking.
Yeah, it's been replaced by they call it a high-end parking service for the airport. They are actually looking for a hotel operator. One of the buildings from the old hotel is still standing, and they're looking for an operator there. And if they don't find one, what it looks like they probably will do is tear that building down and continue to look for a hotel operator who might build a new building.
Stacey Vogel-Davis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stacey Vogel-Davis is associate editor at the Business Journal of Milwaukee. She reported recently on trends in air traffic at General Mitchell International Airport and the possibility that international carriers could potentially look to Milwaukee to expand. Do you go with the flow? Our next guest has been studying flow, that almost perfectly balanced place we sometimes get into when everything seems to work pretty effortlessly. We'll hear about the latest flow research next when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.